right, you're at Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know, look at somebody say, I know. And we know. What do we know? We know. There should be a knowing in every single believer seated in this room. And we know. No matter what you're facing, no matter what the disturbance is, no matter what the challenge you face is, we know. We have a result. We already know the end from the beginning. We know the ending. We know the outcome. You know, if you wonder what's going to happen at the end of this thing, let me tell you this. The devil loses. Amen. Somebody shout out amen. Amen. The devil loses. The devil's going to be thrown in a pit. The devil is going to be, Jesus is going to come back for his saints. He's coming back for us. We're going to rule and reign with him forever. There's a mansion in heaven waiting on me. Somebody ought to shout out, a crown of righteousness which God will give me on that day. I know. Somebody ought to shout out amen. No matter what's going on this planet, no matter what the challenges are today, no matter what I face, there's going to be a victory in the end. Hallelujah. I've read the book, and I read the ending. You know, sometimes I like to read the end from, you know, you get a book and you read the end, see how it ends. I like the ending of this book. Hallelujah. We're going to rule and reign forever. Somebody shout out amen. Amen. On your very worst day, facing your very worst challenge, looking at the very worst thing of your life, you are standing in the midst of victory. You are standing in the midst of triumph. You are standing in the midst of a testimony. You are standing in the midst of overcoming. God said you're going to make it. You're going to come out the other side. He's going to make sure everything's going to be all right. Look at somebody and say, it's going to be all right. I mean, really look at them. Like, you don't know what they're going through. You don't know who's sitting next to you. They might have heard some diagnosis this week. There might have been a situation with their children. Some legal condition might have occurred in their life. You don't even know. But I want you to look at them with all the faith that's on the inside of you. And I want you to say, it's going to be all right. Find somebody else. Find somebody else. Look, if you come to Family Worship Center, you've only got to do it once. You may never come back here again, but while in Rome, do as the Romans do. Look at somebody. Brother, it's going to be all right. Shawana, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right, Aaron. Shirley, it's going to be all right. God knows what he's got. He knows what he's doing. He'll take care of us. We're not going to come out on the short end of the stick. God's got a blessing on the other side. Yeah. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout amen. Hallelujah. You know, I used to sing that song, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to pump y'all up this morning. Y'all got to have some pump. I'm like the air pump to the basketball. I'm just telling, when you leave, you're going to be edified, built up, lifted up, encouraged. Hallelujah. I want to lift your zeal up. I want you to know that the challenges you face coming up on Monday, the challenge you face leaving the building today, is not greater than the God you serve. God is bigger than any challenge. He's bigger than any circumstance. He's bigger than anything you will ever face, you will ever see, or you will ever do. My God causes me to triumph always in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I've got victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even my faith. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish I could get everybody in here with me this morning. I wish everybody would shout out hallelujah. I've learned something about faith. It's active. It's not dead faith. It's active. You got to be active. If you want what God has for you, you're going to have to be active. Inactive faith is dead faith. active faith is what the proof of faith is, the activity of it. When you're active, that's why when in the midst of the storm, Jesus may have been sleeping, but when he stood up on the side of that boat and he looked at the storm that was raging, he wasn't worried about what he saw. He wasn't worried about the noises that he heard. He just stood up and said, my destiny is to go to the other side of this river, at the other side of this lake. I'm going to make it to the other side. And then he spoke the end from the beginning. He said, peace, because that's what God said. And then he told the waves, be still. Speak to it, say, healed. Leave my body. Hallelujah. We know. A born-again person doesn't have to be anxious. That's why he could tell us, be anxious in nothing, but by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known, that the very God of peace, there's a peace that comes when you know that 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 you know that, you know, when it comes to the things of God, I don't think there's a person in here that's accepted Christ, that if I walked up to you and said, deny your faith, that you would. And if I said to you, why would you do that? Why would you stand so strong on your salvation? You say, because I know he saved me. And if I said, how do you know? You'd say, because I know. And if I said, well, I'm going to shoot you, you'd say, if you deny Christ, I mean, some might say, here's the point. I know that 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 I know. If you don't have that knowing on the inside of you, you need to get it right with God, because something's missing in your salvation. You can't beat it out of me. You can't shake it out of me. I would never deny it, because his spirit bore witness with my spirit. I'm the Son of God. I just know that I know that I know. I know that when I said, Jesus, come into my heart, that Jesus came into my heart. I just know that I 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 know. Hallelujah. That's why when we read this, we've got to understand the same knowing that we have in the salvation that we live in. It ought to be the same knowing that we have when it comes to the things of God. I know, for we know. Whew. I don't know how I'm going to get there. I don't know what it's going to take for me to have and arrive at my destination, but I know the end of the destination. I know what the final outcome is. Hallelujah. I don't know what it's going to take to get the final outcome. I know what the final outcome is, though. I know. See, for we know that all things, look at somebody and say, all things.
All things.
Isn't it interesting? He didn't say some things. We know that all things work together for good to those that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. As I've gone through life, I have faced many challenges. I've come up against many obstacles. Many occurrences of various things. I mean, after all, the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. But aren't you glad it didn't stop with just the affliction? He said, but the Lord, but God, but God. Look at somebody and say, but God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, will deliver him out of some of them. But that's not what it said. No, he said he was going to deliver me out of all of them. If you're sitting in this room facing a challenge, facing a situation, facing an issue, God said he's got the answer and he's going to deliver it to you. How's he going to do that? How is God going to deliver this to me? You know, it's very important that we set the standards and we set the very foundation of what I'm talking about. Because many times we don't know. Because when you're in the midst of a challenge, some of us have been taught over the years, many of us, I was taught this over the years, that the things I was going through, God could be involved in. God might actually be doing those things. But you might get confused and think that the thing you're going through is called. That this thing you're standing in front of, the thing that you're facing is called. In order to, if you were to say that God did it or God brought it or God caused it, then you would have to say that it was called. That God called it. God called your washing machine to break down. God called your car to malfunction. God called your body into sickness. But that's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God does not say that that thing is called at all. As a matter of fact, look what it actually does say. I want to read 3 John 2, so you'll get a picture. This is what the Word of God says for every single believer that's sitting in this house today. This is what God wants for every single person hearing me preach today. Beloved, that's you and I. Point to yourself, say, that's me.
That's me.
Beloved, I wish above all things. It was their highest prayer. I pray above all things. That word wish is the word pray. I pray above all things. What did he pray? What was his prayer? That thou mayest prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers.
Amen. Amen.
God wants you to be in health. God wants you to prosper. When you get a revelation of what God wants for you, hell cannot stop you. Hell cannot hold you back. Satan cannot deter your destiny. He cannot affect your outcome. Somebody understand what I'm talking about. Look at somebody and say, God wants me to go higher. Today you're sitting in the room, you're thinking, I've already gone high. You don't know where I'm at. I'm a billionaire sitting in your church. You hadn't reached it yet. What? He said, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of a man the things that God has in store for those that love him. If you can see it and you can hear it, then there's something you haven't seen and something you hadn't heard. And when you reach that point where you have seen it, there will be something you haven't seen. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. That's why he said from glory to glory he's changing us. From one glory, from one high place to another high place. But see, we could get very confused. You understand, God wants you blessed. He wants you to have enough, more than enough. Our God is more than enough. He's El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough. He's not enough. He's not just enough. He's the God that's more than enough. He's more than enough healing for your sickness. He's more than enough blesser for your prosperity. He's more than enough peace for your mind. Our God is more than enough. He's El Shaddai. And he said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. This is the prayer of heaven. This is the prayer for our lives. God writes this in his word and says, I want you to prosper and I want you to be in health even as your soul prospers. Romans chapter 8 is one of the best chapters in the Bible for new believers to get into because it tells us so much about our rights in Christ. We're more than conquerors. You and I are more than conquerors. We're able to exceed conquering. I don't even know what that is. To be a conqueror is one thing, but to exceed it is another. God said you will exceed the conquering. You're beyond conquering. You're further than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. Whatever the challenge is, not only does God want you to conquer the challenge, but God has more in store beyond the conqueror. Somebody ought to shout out amen. The devil may be whooping up on you today. But I tell you, you are more than a conqueror. And whatever this thing is, God's got a way of escape. God has an answer. God can turn it around with just one word. All he's got to do is whisper and the thing will change. There's nothing. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm on something. If somebody would hear what I'm saying, that God has victory on every shore. He doesn't have a victory and a defeat and a win and a failure. He said we're to fight the good fight of faith. That's a fight that we will win. God wants you to win. I'm preaching a whole lot better than you're shouting. Y'all ought to just shout for a minute. Just shout for a minute. Somebody shout in this house. Won't be long. I'm believing God. We're going to have us an organ player again. Hit me some of them notes. Oh, hallelujah. If you'll hear what I'm saying to you, I know I'm raising my voice, but I can't help it. Something gets stirring on the inside. I just can't help it. You say, well, you don't have to shout, Pastor. Well, I'm not actually shouting. I'm just in full joy. I'm full of ray. You just don't understand. When I think about how I got up all last week and I got in my car and I drove me, my wife, and three kids to school all week last week. And when they walked in that building, they walked in safe. Then all day long while they were in that building. See, I know you could sit there and it doesn't matter to you and you can't realize what God did for you. But the very breath you breathe, the very fact that you are alive today is because God said, you can live. He knew you before you were in your mother's womb. It's okay. God breathed on my life last week. God breathed on my car last week. The angels of God encamped about my car. Woo! And when I drove up in the parking lot and they walked out the door, whoo, how did I know that was going to be okay? Because, see, I get on a plane. I'm not worried about it crashing. I'm not afraid to get on a helicopter. The only reason you'd be afraid to get on a helicopter is because you don't know your outcome. I'm not suggesting you jump out of a plane with a parachute. I'm not going for that. And if you bring a snake into Family Worship Center and start passing it around, I'm throwing you out. There will be no Kool-Aid at Family Worship Center. Somebody say amen. You know, we don't tempt God. We don't have to be stupid about things. But I can tell you when the tragedy comes, if a snake jumps out of the fire and latches onto my hand, I'm going to be like Paul. The Bible says the viper came out of the fire and latched on his hand, and he wasn't hurt. He didn't die. The poison didn't affect him. It didn't say that the snake didn't jump out of the fire. It did jump out of the fire. But the effect of the snake jumping out of the fire was nullified by the power of God. Ah! Glory to God. God nullified it. When these things come and they attack your life, it didn't say you wouldn't be attacked. It didn't say you wouldn't go through challenge. It didn't say that life would be a bed of roses. It didn't say everything was going to be okay all the time. It just said everything's going to be okay. Oh, I hope somebody's getting what I'm trying to say. And so I can't help but shout. I can't help but praise his name. I can't help but want to leap and jump. I'm like the man, the Bible said they laid hands on him at the gate. When he got up, he went leaping and jumping and praising God. He went leaping and jumping and praising God. He went leaping and jumping. You know. And we know, that all things work together for the good to those that love God. But you see, it doesn't say what you're going through is called of God. It says you. You didn't get that. And those who are called, you, to them who? To them who? To them who are called according to his purpose. What's his purpose? Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. People getting saved is his purpose. Evangelism for the world is his purpose. Living holy and righteous, true righteousness, true holiness, being a saint of God, serving God. These are the purposes of God. And according to this, we know not the thing. The thing doesn't have purpose. The thing is what you're facing. You are what has purpose. God has a plan for every single individual on the planet Earth that accepts him. Whether it's 1 minute, 1 hour, 1,000 years, God has a plan for your life. By that I mean the way God works his callings in our life. God has a plan. He may have you as a financier. He may have you as a soul winner. He may have you all kinds of various things that God will do with our lives. God has designed us with purpose. And when we act according to his purpose, we know that all things will work together for my good. There was a young lady in a church that I attended when I was younger. She wanted to have a childbirth naturally. She wanted to have natural childbirth. Her whole desire was for natural childbirth. And so she went to all through labor, all the way up to delivery. And when she got to the hospital, the doctor said, there's no way that you can have this child naturally. You can't have this child naturally. And she was so disappointed. She was so distraught. She was so upset. She said, I believed God all the way up to this moment. I've stood in faith all the way up to this moment. I have believed God. I've stood and I believed God and I believed him and I believed him. And here I am and I want to have this child natural. And they're telling me I've got to have a C. I just remember being in the room. This little old lady, one of the little old ladies in the church, one of the mothers of the house. She walked up to this girl and she said, sweetie. She said, what does it matter if the baby comes out the top of your head? Isn't it the baby that matters? Here's the point. Whatever you're facing, whatever the challenge is, God said, we know that the outcome, not the challenge. The challenge is not good. Don't ever give the challenge credibility. Don't ever give the affliction the right to exist. And we're not to give credibility to the affliction. We're to give credibility to the deliverer. When you think about this thing, stop saying this might be God. God's doing this. God's allowing this. God's encouraging. No, you're not growing through this. You're growing through your purpose. Amen. You're growing through your purpose that God has for your life. God has a plan. And today I tell you, the Bible says that by Jesus' stripes, you and I were healed. Amen. If you're facing sickness today, I know the outcome. I know the outcome. By faith, you can know the outcome. I'm healed in Jesus' name. By Jesus' stripes, you were healed. It is the Lord that giveth thee the power to get wealth, that he may establish his kingdom upon the earth. Everything that's blocked your progress financially, that's a lie. That's not the work of God. God doesn't want to block your progress financially. He's not trying to keep you hamstringed and hung up. He's trying to release to you the blessings. The blessings of the Lord make rich. I didn't say make a billionaire. I said make rich. Anybody want to know what my definition of rich is? More than enough. More than enough. Whatever level of life you go to, wherever you go in life, God wants you to have more than enough. If you buy a new house and step up in your house, and instead of having a two-bedroom trailer, you move into a three-bedroom house with 2 acres, God wants you to have enough to pay for it and then some. More than enough. More than enough. And then if God blesses you so, which He will bless you. And as God blesses you, you step up into a 5-bedroom mansion with 38 bathrooms and 6-car garage. God wants you to have more. See, some of you can't dream that big. When he went to Abraham, he said, look to the north, look to the south, look to the east, look to the west. Wherever you see, I will give it to you. If all you can see is a 2-bedroom trailer, with no underpinning and a dirt road out front and a broken staircase and broken windows, and that's your north, south, east, and west, then your horizon's not very big. I know when I said that about mansions, I never expected how God would do this. He said he would give me over and above. Exceedingly, abundantly, above. No. He said he would give me, brother. He said he would give me exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I could ask or think. Wherever the level of your thinking is, that's the limit of exceedingly abundantly above. Nobody got that. Because when I said that, people were like, I don't see myself there. That's why you're not there. You got to see, if you're sick, you got to see yourself healed. You got to see yourself walking in the goodness of God. You got to see yourself. Now, that may not be your thing. Maybe what you want's a boat. He said, I don't care about a house. I just want to live in a cardboard box. You laugh at that. There are people that could care less about, they would rather have toys and live on the world. I don't know what you want. But God said he would give you the desires of your heart. What's your desire? Is it a promotion on your job? What's your desire? Is it an increase in pay? Is it, maybe you're a business person today. You're sitting in this room and you are a manager of a store or a manager of a new business. Don't you want the best employees? I mean, this thing works across the board. It doesn't just work for what you see. Because, see, we think of the house. But, see, for me, I'm believing God here at this church for high-level employees with high-level skills. Because I need to function in a business that God blesses me in. I need him to bless my mind. I need to have the wisdom of heaven. I need to make sure. You know, maybe you're a convenience store operator today. Think about what I'm trying to say. See, we limit God so much. And today you run a convenience store. That's your job. And you had employees that come through and you've told them, you need to card everybody that comes through the door. How many of you know if you're a convenience store employee and you don't card them when they buy a pack of cigarettes, they will fire you after 3 times? Well, don't you want employees that will card? Where are you really at? Maybe you're staffing something. You have an entire portfolio of people that work for you, and you need high-level salespeople that work for you that are capable of knowing the product and extending that product to people and sharing that product with them. Faith will work for that as well. Faith will work so that you can have the benefits of life at your fingertips with teachers. We have teachers in the room. That God blesses you with disciplinary skills, blesses you with favor with your principal and fellow employees, blesses you with, you know, my wife had good classes. She taught for 10 years, but there was this one little boy named Charlie. I still hear about Charlie. I don't know what Charlie was like, but he must have been Dennis the Menace in her classroom because I still hear about Charlie. She even says, I wish I'd have known then what I know now because I could have handled Charlie better. How many know God could have given her the wisdom to handle Charlie? That's what this is saying to us. And we know that all things work together for those that love God and are called according to his purpose. How does it work? How do we make this work? Likewise, the Holy Spirit. Verse 26. Helpeth our infirmity, lack of wisdom, lack of knowledge, lack of information, challenges, shortcomings. Likewise, the Holy Spirit. This is why you can't put the Holy Ghost in a back room. This is why it's wrong for churches to just become entertainment centers. It's wrong for us to just throw up a venue for people to come to and get their passivities off on Sunday. It's not okay. We need to learn how to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. We need to have him in our lives and infiltrating our church and infiltrating our daily walk. The Holy Spirit matters. If we didn't need him, he wouldn't have sent him. We need him. We need him in our church. We need him flowing in our lives. We need to hear the voice of the Spirit of God. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is not, I'm not going there. Listen, likewise, the Holy Spirit helps our infirmity. The word help there. Is the word comes alongside and takes hold with us. He helps us. Aren't you glad for the help of the Holy Ghost? This is how we know. It's not just a scripture that we quote and say, well, we know all things work together for the good. How? I'm called according to his purpose. Whatever I'm going through is not God's purpose. I am God's purpose. And God wants to get me past what is not his purpose. God wants to take me past what is not his purpose. Sickness is not his purpose. Poverty is not his purpose. I am his purpose. And he helps me. If you don't use 26 and 27, you're not going to have 28. They're predicated together. They go together. And we know that "and" is a conjunctive word. It joins two ideas. It joins these thoughts. The first thought, the first information we need to get is that the Holy Spirit is our helper. You can't live your day without the Holy Spirit. You need to get in the presence of God on a daily basis. Because when the world comes in and the devil comes in and the doctor's voice comes to your mind, you need to have a voice that's bigger than the facts that you see. You've got to have a proof that exists beyond the fact that you heard. Truth always supersedes a fact. And when you hear the word of God, the Bible says the Holy Spirit came to bring us into truth. He'll lead us and guide us into all truth. Yeah, the fact may be this, but I know the truth. I know what God said. Woo. I know the truth. I know the truth. I know the truth, and the truth is going to make me free. I know the truth about my salvation. I know the truth about my healing. I know the truth about my prosperity, and that truth is going to set me free. You'll know the truth. That word "know" there is experience the truth. So he knows. Listen, let's go back. He helps our weaknesses. He helps. That word "infirmity" is not sickness. It's another word. It's challenge, shortcoming, lack of wisdom. For we know when we don't know what to pray for as we ought. There are times you're going to come up against things and you won't know what to pray. You may know how. We pray to the Father in Jesus' name. I got the mechanics, but I don't know what. You ever been there when you just didn't know what? You were facing a family condition. You guys were at each other's throat. It looked like everything had gone away. You weren't going to succeed. It looked like the marriage was over, and you didn't know what to pray for. You knew you couldn't pray, kill him. Somebody say amen. Amen. And the Holy Spirit came in and he grabbed hold of your spirit, and out of your belly flowed rivers. Woo. And you knew God saw you through. I lost both my parents, and I'm telling you, when I stood there on the day of their death and watched my parents go into the eternal world, into heaven, and saw them pass from this life to that, I didn't know what to pray. I was wounded and hurt like no man has ever been wounded and hurt. I had a loss in my life. My mother was close to me. We were very close. And I didn't know what to do. And Jesus, the Holy Spirit, came right in that room. Whew. Oh, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will come in. And he will take hold with us. And we know. This is how we know, because it's not a natural knowing. It's a supernatural knowing. I know that I know that I know. That's what he means when he says, having done all to stand. That's my middle name. Steve Stan McCart. We don't know how to pray sometimes, but the Spirit himself will make intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered in articulate speech. Out of our belly. Have you ever prayed where it just comes out as a groan? When you pray and it just comes out. Thank God you can pray in the Spirit. For those of you who've been filled with the Holy Spirit, take that time. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Spirit. What a blessing from heaven. If you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized in the Holy Ghost. You know, we're not baptized in gifts. We're baptized in the Holy Spirit. He has the gifts. Somebody say amen. That's a whole nother message. Point being is this. Thank God for a language that I can pray out for when I don't know what to pray for as I ought. The Spirit Himself makes intercession for me. Not just so we can run, jump, shout, flip, holler, act crazy in church. Nothing wrong with acting crazy in church. I'll act crazy in church. I'll run every once in a while. But He didn't give it to me just to run. He gave it to me so I'd know. I know that all things, say what you want to. Run me down on Facebook. Don't think you're going to go through unpersecuted. They that love God shall suffer. I know Christians, they seem to get saved and act like they never going to go through nothing. You are going to go through something, but I know. I took the proper precautions. We have safety here at the church. You see people with radios. I'm not a dummy, but I'm not worried because I know something. If He's got to stop the bullet at my chest, because there's a destiny, I got to get to the other side of this lake. Some of y'all don't know your destiny. You don't know your destiny. You haven't come to realize that God wants you to be a financier for the kingdom. Your business can't fail. You can't hold up my progress. You can't stop where I'm going. Woo! Man, see, I feel like running right now. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen their seed begging for bread. Go ahead, Shirley. Praise Him. Go ahead. He's worthy of it. He's worthy of praise. It's going to be okay. Some of you that got a sickness on your body, just shout a little bit. Some of you that are facing a business decision, shout a little bit. Some of you that got problems with your kids, shout a little bit. You don't need an organ. Shout! Woo. He that searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Holy Ghost is, because He makes intercession for us, for the saints, according to the will of God, according to His purpose. That's just bad right there. If y'all didn't see it, see, when we love Him and are called according to His purpose, when you pray in the Holy Spirit, God's working out His purpose. He's working out His purpose. That's why I know. That's why I know. That's why I know. That's why I know. Because He's working out His purpose. He's working out His purpose. And His purpose for my life, when I allow God to take hold of my life and I allow Him to use me and do in me what He wants to, when I pray and I pray out the things of God in the Spirit and I search out heaven, then He prays out through me His purpose. And I know that all things, every decision, every choice, everything that looks so dismal and abysmal and so messed up and so messy, God's going to turn it around. He'll take that egg that's been broken and He'll make a souffle out of it. And we know. Somebody say, and we know.
All things
work together
for the good
of those that love God and are called
according to
His purpose.